The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Yes, this is The Hard Shoulder. Emmett Oliver is your host today, standing in for Kieran Cuddihy. It's been an amazing afternoon. It only gets more amazing. We're up to 38 MPs now who have left the British government, and a group delegation described on social media, at least, of cabinet members are looking to speak to the Prime Minister and tell him and advise him to go. My guest now is former Conservative MP Anne Widdecombe. Good evening to you, Anne Widdecombe.
Good evening to you.
Now, Anne, you have been in various times, you've been critical of Boris Johnson, at times you've been more supportive. You've obviously left the Conservative Party in recent years, but can I ask you, based on your political experience, with 38 MPs out, with the delegation literally standing or sitting down outside his office, can we definitively say this is the end?
Well, it probably is. My own view is that he should stay.
Why?
For one reason. Just about to tell you. For one reason, and on one very strict condition. And the reason is because at the moment, with a cost of living crisis, a war in Ukraine, Northern Ireland, this is not the time to plunge the country, never mind the party, the country, into months and months of infighting and leadership division.
However, let me say this.
However, the very strict condition and absolutely strict under which I think he should be allowed to stay is if by this weekend, not next week, by this weekend, he appoints somebody in Downing Street whose specific and only job is to get a grip and to say to the Prime Minister, do not make statements until we've thoroughly gone into the background and make sure they're sustainable.
Anne, I mean, the leopard doesn't change his spots. At this late stage, you're saying you could change this man by putting an advisor in to kind of handle him, manage him.
Yeah, and that's, just listen. That's exactly what happened when he became Mayor of London. He was totally chaotic. He was missing appointments. He was all over the place. Somebody took charge. Dominic Cummings, for whom I don't hold much of a brief, but nevertheless, Dominic Cummings, when Boris first went into Downing Street, was in charge. Nobody there is getting a grip on this man. He is chaotic.
It's too late. He's gone. You're saying it yourself. There's literally a group of delegates. Like, think about it. He's just appointed a chancellor 24 hours ago who seems to have decided in the 24 hours that he can't serve underneath the Prime Minister. I mean, can you imagine the scene as Boris looks through the keyhole and sees these people outside the veritable white coats? Then they want to come in and say, how did we end up in this sorry pass? I mean, as a British politician, take out the personalities for one moment. How have we ended up in this pathetic situation where you have a group of cabinet members waiting to speak to him while he hits the phones? I mean, you cannot see that as anything else but a total and utter political disaster.
I have just tried to describe to you what I think has been going wrong. I don't think that he tells deliberate lies. I think he speaks before he...
He's never told a single lie. He's never told one as you refer to deliberate.
I will stop this interview if you say that. I didn't say that. I said I don't think he tells deliberate lies. I think what happens, and don't forget I know him, I know the way he operates. I think what happens is he says things off the cuff without really thinking them through. Then he thinks, oh dear, yes, maybe I did say that. Now, we all do that to a certain extent, but you can't have the Prime Minister doing it. And that is why I say you need somebody there with real grip. Now, I'd rather share your view. It's probably too late, but that is what we needed. Somebody with grip. There's nobody there with
but
grip.
But Anne, why do you fall? I don't understand. This is just a personal. Why do you fly any flag for Boris Johnson? You're not even in that party anymore. Why are you on the phone saying anything nice about this man?
Well, first of all, because you invited me to give my
opinion. Well, apart from that obvious part.
Yeah. Well, you know, so I very politely came on. Sorry if you think I shouldn't have done. And then what I'm saying is how I see the situation has developed. Now, I'm not flying a flag for him. I'm saying how I think the country can be saved months of infighting. And frankly, at the way the Tory party's going at the moment, they can kiss goodbye to the next election.
But Anne, do you not think, I mean, we've got a load of candidates, right? Some of them are young, some of them are from a different background, multi-ethnic background, which the Tory party have never had before. Some of them are very successful business people. Some of them are on the diplomatic stage already. I mean, why do we need to keep this man? I mean, there's. It's not as if there's no other candidates. If you look at the bookies, there's about 8 or 9 of them, some vastly experienced, both in private business, in politics. So you're sort of presenting this as if it's kind of Boris Johnson or nothing. There's plenty of good, viable candidates there.
Disagree completely for this reason. yes, you've got a whole list of candidates. You had last time as well. Yes, you've got a whole list of candidates. Nearly all of them have got some reason why they'll upset some part of the party. It is not a disciplined, cohesive party at the moment. And as I say, my main concern in all of this is the country, not the party. It's that the country shouldn't have months of infighting, uncertainty, policy drift, not knowing what's going to happen because we don't know who's going to be in charge. It's daft, quite honestly. And it's also daft on the international stage, where he has got a good reputation.
And Anna, you are sort of, we are in agreement in the sense that we both think it's going to happen. So let's stare into the distance a little bit. We've got a load of candidates there. I know you're essentially saying you're not too keen on many of them, if at all. But somebody's got to get the job. Somebody's got to do the job if he goes. Is there anyone in that pack, even if you're sort of doing it slightly under protest, you'd say, look, that one there I would take? I mean, which one of them kind of appeals to you at all?
Well, they don't. You know, it would be a question, if it ever rose, of the least bad option. Rishi Sunak is very competent. He's a good Brexiteer. But he's got all these questions about his own tax arrangements and his wife's tax arrangements. Ben Wallace is often touted, but for heavens, and so is Penny Morden. They oversaw the complete stumbles of the Afghan interpreters. I just don't think that anybody is so outstanding that we say, yes, we've got a leader in waiting, let's go there. That might be a different proposition.
Any quick view on the Foreign Secretary, Liz Truss?
Well, Liz Truss, I think, is extremely competent, but she's got no charisma. You need forcefulness and charisma in that job.
There was a man called John Major, right?
There was, but he was very competent, and it was a different age in which we didn't quite want the flashy sort of charisma that we want now. And Boris fits that, ironically. It's just the order and the elimination of chaos, which is what we needed and what we could have had if we'd had the right person in Downing Street. And we haven't got anybody there.
OK. Well, listen, thanks, Anne. I do appreciate you coming on. You've got very interesting views at a pivotal stage. So thank you much. Former Conservative MP Anne Widdecombe. Coming up next, we find out who is the singing winger?
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.